Okay, Noel, take it away.
All right. So today, what I think we're going to try to do is recap what we talked about last time, which related to different parts of the, I'll call the harbor economy, tourism and events, schooners and windjammers, recreational boating, marinas and private access. So we talked about those specifically and in general terms. And then transition into a bit of a discussion on, we'll call it the working waterfront, commercial fishing, aquaculture, industrial uses, and other waterfront uses. So the other parts of the harbor economy. And then at the end, just give you guys a sense of, again, where we're headed next month and talk about any tools we might want to do. Thanks, Ron, for pointing out that our agenda items aren't on the calendar. I guess I thought they were, so we'll double check on that. Yeah.
I think it might be this meeting, like every week stuff, things get
maybe
a little behind, because I didn't even think it about.
Yeah, we'll double
about an agenda until Matt requested it.
Yeah, we'll double check. Sure. All right. So, there we go. So last week, I'm going to stand. We talked basically about different aspects of the marine economy or the harbor economy, and as I mentioned, sort of the tourism elements, the events, schooners and windjammers, recreational boating, marinas and private access. And we looked at those areas both individually, as I said, and kind of the big picture thing, acknowledging, you know, the role. I think one of the main topics that came out of that was really acknowledging the role that the city can play in part of those elements. And one thing that I took out of that were, what are the core functions that the city can play in these elements? And so what I tried to do was just take the flip chart notes and really kind of just pull it out and consolidate it into that, the core functional element. So what I wanted to do was go over that just to make sure that I captured the core elements, because I think it makes sense in terms of how we think about the marine economy and what role the city plays in all of these different parts of the harbor economy. But one thing we talked about was providing pump-out facilities. We talked about the idea of the parking lot, sort of the boat parking lot, if you will, that the city can provide both short-term and long-term boat parking. We talked about providing restrooms, shower and laundry facilities, launch ramps, dinghy space, acting as a point of reference or visitor information. We talked about providing Wi-Fi access. We talked about providing access to the water, not just for the public, but for visitors and for tradespeople. We talked about the security and customs function and the idea that from a customs perspective, we're currently a Class C harbor, and maybe there's a goal of becoming a Class A harbor somewhere in that discussion. We talked about maintaining channels and access for both all the different size boats that have to come into the waterfront at different locations. We talked about basic navigation, so getting to your the public comment about navigation and wakes, that kind of thing. We talked about maintaining some land use policies to make sure that the waterfront is continues to be a working waterfront and a mixture of uses along the waterfront. We talked about zoning to keep the waterfront, that kind of thing. We talked about moorings, both long term, but more also from the transient perspective. And we talked about harbor health. So. If you think about our conversation last week about core functions, is there anything that we ought to add to that list? And I think, by the way, that as we kind of go back through all the other stuff that we talked about, you know, these core functions, to me, they started to really resonate of something like a higher level. Like, these are the things that the city provides to the harbor and to the waterfront. This is our role on the waterfront. And then some of these other goals and policies that we have talked about kind of come out of that. Anybody on the committee? Anything we need to add?
Well, I believe I mentioned a few times recreational fishing, and to do that here in the harbor, you need to have some dedicated somewhere that people know to go.
So is that access to the water, or I kind of lumped a bunch of that stuff into one topic. Maybe we're providing access to the water for different functions. Yeah. Should I, comma, so public visitors, comma, trades?
Yeah, that,
comma, that, comma, recreational fishing?
That would be, that, it's good to be specific on that one.
Yep, okay.
And also if there's some way to keep a minimum, and maybe this is another whole meeting, a minimum percent of natural shoreline, that is, you know, as more buildings are built and more impervious surfaces, more places like that, there has to be some minimum of natural shoreline. I'm not sure quite how to reach that, but that's worth looking into.
Okay.
Is just because he was bringing that up, I don't know that providing fishing facilities is necessarily a core function of the city. Just like is providing a swimming beach. I mean, we do that. Is that a core function? Is that something we should be
saying? I think it's under public. It's under public access. I think.
I thought about a core function being the big topic is one of the core functions of the city. One of the roles that the city plays in the waterfront is providing access, and that access is through other multiple, for and through multiple means. So for the public, for visitors, for tradespeople, for recreational fishing, for swimming, whatever. That's how I was thinking about that. So if that's too specific or not specific enough, I'd look to your guidance on. But that's where I would kind of put that, lump that in. But it's a core function to provide access, visual, physical access. We've talked about visual and physical access, but I keep going back to this. I don't know why, but I really. The whole core functions thing starts to help. It helped me start to think about, okay, how do we, you know, when we start to think about the big picture of this whole harbor plan that we're trying to write, you know, it's important to agree that these are the things that we expect that the city will provide. And this is our role in how the waterfront functions and works together with all the private businesses and other things that are going on the waterfront. So. Anyway, that's why I pull that up. I also think it'll help in the conversation that we're going to have about, you know, the other aspects of the work of the harbor economy. But if it doesn't resonate with you guys, now let me know, because that's not my harbor plan, it's yours. But I thought it was a really interesting conversation.
I kind of agree that the more examples of access to the water that you could give would be a good thing. I would have never thought of fishing as access to the water because I don't fish, but you know, I'm thinking, oh, visual, that's really important to a lot of people, and access sometimes just implies the physical ability to get to the water, and maybe we could make sure that that's part of it.